Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon. That's me dancing, Julia Cannon, and my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo!
You know, on my end, that froze up, so I was like, why isn't she talking yet? There you are.
Yay, we're here.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm sleepy today, so I'm just going to let you carry the show. You guys can watch me. I'll be going to be over here sleeping. I literally tried to take a nap. I think I got one, but I'm not sure. So, yeah. I think I'm actually here and this isn't a dream, yeah. Right?
There you go. Yeah, and you had a power nap. And so you're doing better than any of us.
All right. Today's a special day.
It is. It's very special. We're continuing with our QHHT Level 3 series.
Yay!
And I think officially... You know, I don't know anymore. I just don't know. I was going to say Violetta is our latest, is our newest.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Because every time
I'm on.
Brand new, I'm like, but maybe it's not. No, but you are. You are.
I am.
Yes. So yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
So officially the latest, the newest, the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dare we go there? Yes.
So our special guest tonight is Violetta Stoica. And okay, I'm trying to go from memory. Are you in California?
Yes.
Yay! Sure, got right. So, I mean, that was like
the memory pills are working, Julia. The memory pills are working. We're so good to each other.
That was, I mean, I didn't look anything up. That was purely from something in my memory banks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always so proud of my brain when it does that.
My brain.
Yeah, my brain.
So before we dive too deep into this, I do want to say last week I didn't get to say a lot of, I didn't say anything about the chat room. And I just
Because everybody kind of got crazy.
Yeah, there was a lot of people on here. There was five of us. And so I just want to tell the chat room, I was able to see that you guys were posting to go back and try and read those and get caught up. But I apologize because it was a full house. Today with Violetta, I will do my best to jump in with questions if the audience has them for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody, let us know where you're from. Because I mean, I love to see that. Isn't that cool when you see people coming from all over the place?
All over. Yeah. So far, we have a couple of people jumping in. We got Australia, we've got Ohio, and then
Judy?
I don't know where Dana, where you're from. So
Judy
from Australia.
Yay.
Yes. I love that you knew that was going to be the answer. And then Wendy from Ohio, and Dana says, congratulations. I think that was on your memory, but I'm not sure. Yeah, Long Island, New York in the house. Hi, Lenny. Anyway, so that's fine. Everybody's starting to come in and join us and get in the chat room. If you are listening and you're not on the live video, we do that on Facebook. And so I'm going to do my little speech if you guys don't mind. If you're watching this after the live show, you're probably watching it on YouTube or some other stream. If you would like to go see where the chats are, please go to Facebook, BBS Radio TV on Facebook Live. That's what we're doing right now in this current moment as we are live. But if you are watching this later, it's fun when you comment still on the YouTube videos, and we'll just pretend we're live. We're okay with that. So
because
we'll
take
your comments forever.
We are live. We are alive and we are live all the time.
All the time.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Vibrationally, we are there. We feel you. And we are with you. So go ahead, leave comments wherever you want.
Yeah. Now I'm going to make a great assumption here. Dana is from California. Is that someone you know, Violetta? Is that a friend?
Could be. I don't know at this point.
Just say, hi, Dana. Like you
hi,
know
Dana.
Her. Yeah. Just like you know her. And we're just going to pretend. And then later you'll be like, nope, wasn't my friend. Or
because
you'll be like,
oh,
I said hi.
Everybody in California knows each other, right?
Everyone.
Yes, and actually, everyone. My friend Dana promised to be here, so that might be her.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're going to get Dana to say something in the chat room to reassure us if she knows you or not. And if not, we'll all turn red in the face and be like,
and if she is, we'll ask her to maybe share a secret about you.
Okay. So She says, love you, bio. So I'm going to go with she knows you.
Yes, yes.
That's me. Okay, great. Okay.
Love it. Dana, if you're willing, please, you know, share a little bit on Violetta. While she's sharing her story, you can. Wait,
can we request like deepest, darkest secrets?
Something nobody else knows. I mean, we got to see a lot of this is Violetta made the mistake of telling us that she was a little nervous.
Yeah. And sorry.
So, yeah.
That's too much information for us to
portray. You know, she's
next time. If take you're a guest on the show, keep that information to yourself. Shelf it.
So. Anyway, if you have watched any of our shows, you know what we like to do with our wonderful level three practitioners that are on, that are new. And I want everybody to get to know you. So I want to get to know you. Tracy, is that your goal too? Do you want to get to know people?
I'm kind of more interested in getting to know Dana right now. We're having a cute little chat going on back and forth. She's doing a great job here, keeping us informed in the chat room. She's my new favorite. I'm going to be watching that, but I'll do my best to pay attention.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Of course, I want to get to know you. I'm excited. That's always so fun when we get to talk to you.
It is. I love these shows. So, and that's what I want everybody to get to know you. So I would like you to go back. Start
far back.
As far back as you want to go. Does that sound like something you recognize?
Yeah, it's just another time.
Another place. It is another time.
There's information.
True.
So, what did you do before you got into, I mean, maybe you've always been into metaphysics and just naturally led into QHHT. I don't know, but I like to find out your journey. I love to hear people's journeys. So
all right.
The floor is yours.
I do have to say the audience is plotting here. They said, tease you mercilessly. And then I do like this, that when you walk, you look and pay attention for signs all around you. We would have a lot of fun on a walk. That would be an amazing time. Okay, now go.
All right, so I'm going to start with today, because today's this morning when I was meditating, I just realized today is 11 years exactly since I started level one in Farringdon, Oxfordshire, September 10th, 2010.
Oh my God.
11 years. I can't believe this is an anniversary today. And it was meant to be like that because I didn't know how to make it so.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So
that is a great sign.
I would say that's a sign. Yeah,
totally. And I have another sign. I'm going to talk about it later. But I started my journey in this present life in Romania a while ago. And I won't say how many years.
I love that. I won't let go.
30 years and a few months.
Yeah, got it. That sounds like Tracy's kind of bookkeeping and accounting.
Yes, totally. And as a profession, I was a nurse. And yes, I know. And then I fell in love with psychology because I always was curious about people and about understanding people. Yes. I was so curious about that. But when I was supposed to go to college, the psychology schools were shut down by the communist regime in Romania. They were gone because, you know, people had too many knowledge, so it wasn't safe to have people that smart. So they shut them down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
So I went into the medical field, and then when I came to the U.S., I went back to get my credentials as a nurse to work in the U.S. And this is when I came across psychology. I fell in love, and I started with psychology. And right when I finished my undergraduate, it was like 2 years before that, my husband and I were into YouTube listening to a lot of authors, and he actually discovered Dolores Cannon. And we kept watching her videos, and it was so amazing to listen to her, like for about a couple of years. And then one day he comes back from work and he says, you know what? She teaches what she does, and she's coming to England. Do you want to go? I said, yes. So at that time I was in Romania. It was easier to go to England instead of flying back to the US. So this is how I started, actually. 11 years ago, exactly. Wow. 11 years ago. Yeah. And it was such, I remember still to this day, the moment she stepped into the room, like all of us got on our feet and applaud. Oh. It was amazing to be in her presence.
Mm, yeah. And that was that really cool room. It was like an amphitheater that went.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love and that was the first time I saw you, of course. Mm-hmm. Also, and I remember that as your mom was teaching, I asked, how do you keep your emotions from getting into your client's emotion? And you, I felt so good when you said, I remember you're a nurse. What do you do when you're a nurse? I said, okay, I've got my answer. Thank you. So that was spot on. Like, that helped me a lot.
Yeah, because that you go into that mode, and you can get emotional later if you want to, but right then you're in that mode and it just doesn't, you don't do that.
Exactly. You know? And it's not about me. It's about my client. Mm-hmm. So I leave my things aside.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that was a great help back then, but I always was interested in the human psyche, and I was attracted to the unseen and unknown. It was just forbidden knowledge in Romania as I was growing up. So I started with a philosophy, and then I read everything I got my hands on. Mm-hmm. But when I came to level one in England, it was like my eyes got really, really open. Mm-hmm. It was something that I'll never forget in my life. It was a keystone, like a pivotal moment in my life when I listened to Dolores live, and she never read from a paper or anything. She would, everything she had in her memory, just like you have a great memory.
I try.
Yes.
I learned from her.
Yes.
That's too funny.
So when I was like 21, 22, I was able to get books to read on spiritual matters. Until then, it was just, I was searching and I couldn't find anything. And then 10 years later, I came to the class, and it was such an amazing moment for me. And then the next year, September 15, I went to level two. Also Farringdon in Oxfordshire, UK.
I think that was the last, was that the last one we did in that location?
I'm not sure. You might have done one in 2012 when you went to Stonehenge. I didn't get to go with
right,
you.
Right.
Stonehenge.
Yeah, in Stonehenge, but well, in Glastonbury, we did one there. And no, that was in 14. But then you were in Oxfordshire again. What year did you say it was?
2010 and 2011.
2011. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember, somewhere around there, that venue changed hands. And so we didn't have the same people to work with. It was harder to work with them. So we had to find other places.
Yeah. But yeah, both my levels were in the same room, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause that was the only room they had. Mm-hmm. It was a great one. I loved that teaching environment. It was fantastic.
It was very nice. And
it was really cool, Tracy. It was really cool. It was an amphitheater. And so it was like a university, you know, where they would have
exactly.
And everybody can see, they're all up, and the sound carries really well. And
oh, that would be so nice to have really that everywhere. Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
Do you want to know who else loves you? We have Andrea loves you. She's sending good vibes. This must be another one of your and we got Sherry from Des Moines, and we've got Ethan in the house. And just wanted to shout out, and we got Danielle. We got quite a few people in the chat room chatting it up with us. If you guys want to join us, we're on Facebook. If you are watching the live version, Facebook, BBS Radio TV, go to their website or their Facebook page and come join us in the chat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. So I was trying to do the math as you were divulging ages. Oh, when I was this age, I got a book. And then 10 years later, I took the class. And then we know it's 11-year anniversary. Anybody else do the math?
Like I'll she said, secret. 30 plus it. A few months.
Yes, I said it in the beginning.
It was so cute, though, the way that it's like, okay, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're clever. We can get this down real good. We could get the birth date. No. All right. We could probably do that just going to your Facebook page. But anyway.
My birthday is Julia's birthday also. Different year. Yeah.
You know, something was telling me it was, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, we have the same birthday.
Oh, that's
I won't awesome. Say which one.
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
But it's a very special day.
It's a very special day.
Well, because it's a solstice, it's an equinox exactly. or solstice or something like that. I don't know which word it is.
Yeah,
it's
the spring yeah, equinox. The solstice. So, very strong astrological moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the cusp. We have both traits from Pisces and Aries.
Oh, she just gave it.
She sure yeah. did. She sure did.
Yep.
Right out there.
But mine's on my Facebook page, so it's.
Mine is not.
Oh. I kind of feel like we're giving everybody breadcrumbs to do this little scavenger hunt just to figure out when your birthdays are, how old might they be. It's all good. All right. So these are cool stories, though. And I love that you you do these little journeys. Oh, we got hello from Wisconsin and Dallas. That's fun. We have 200 stars sent from Danielle. I'm not sure what that means, but it looks cool. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, we'll receive them.
We'll take it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I didn't
okay, so
do that. I might explore the 200 star thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ready for more.
Yeah, absolutely. So your journey through QHHT, so you found it and it was like, and then you went level one, level two the next year. So how did that go for you? I mean, what was starting to happen? What was happening in your world at that time?
I'm going to go back a little bit. In 2005, my mother passed away.
Okay.
And that was a very painful moment for me. Mm-hmm. And that actually triggered my awakening in a way that I needed to look deeper into my life, into my psyche, into my emotions. And that was a shock to me, you know, like emotional shocks that wake up people. I went through that. And then I started this spiritual journey. And when I came to level one, so many things fell into place and everything made sense to me. Like that was my moment of like so many ahas, understanding, looking back, seeing how things unfolded and how my life was mm-hmm. up until that moment. And it changed dramatically from that moment. And I started practicing immediately. Like I had a client before I went to England.
Oh, wonderful.
This man knew I was going to do a class and a course in hypnosis. And he was like, when you come back, I want to be your first client. And he sure. was.
Yeah.
And like if 3 days later, I came back 3 days later, I had my first client. I had a total of 35 clients that year, which was pretty good to me because it was almost like everybody was not knowing anything about hypnosis, where they were like spooked out by it,
mm-hmm.
as if it was the misconception in the culture at that moment. That is,
so were you back in Romania at this time?
Yes, or, okay. yes, I was the first one in Romania taking a QHHT class.
So look at you! I mean, breaking the ice there, being that lighthouse. Yeah, so that was a big thing for you.
Yes.
To doing. Yeah.
So that year I had amazing sessions. I worked a lot with some of my colleagues from my hometown. They were all certified psychologists at that time, and they were all curious to explore this part of the mind, the subconscious and the superconscious, because there's nothing in the curricula like that. You know, the school I went to, they only teach you so much. And it's only the scientific part, but that doesn't explain the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
How things are
connected. And the things that happen.
Exactly.
Even as a psychologist, you will see these things, but there's nothing telling you what it is.
Exactly. We don't have those tools. No. We were not taught. We were not given those tools. Mm-hmm. So imagine I already graduated and I came into your mom's class and I was like, "Woo! Now look at that. Now I can understand mm-hmm. better. Now things are making sense." So that was really eye-opening to me. And that helped me on all life aspects in my personal life, and then I could help my clients also.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I was actually taking from what I've learned from Dolores and explaining my clients when they came to therapy mm-hmm. things. But going back to my hypnosis clients, I had 35 that year. I was so happy that I had so many clients. My teachers and my postgraduate were like, "Where are you getting so many clients?" Because it was really uncharted territory at that time in Romania. It was really new, really, really new. So then I went back to level 2 and I had the most clients in my class. I'm going to brag about.
Yeah,
sorry,
do it.
But I had the most.
Can we get one of these?
All right. Yes, and I kept in touch with one of my friends from level 1, and I asked her, "Please, can you hypnotize me? Because there's nobody in Romania to do it."
Right.
And I turned out to be the most difficult client she's ever had. I know. And I didn't know why I couldn't, you know. And Doris kept asking me that. The next day in class, she said, "And Violeta was my hardest client." And of course, Dolores wanted to know. So I was put on the spot. It wasn't comfortable, you know. And she was like, "What were you afraid of?" And I was like, "I don't know." Like I froze because I didn't know why was I afraid of. Now I know. Can I share?
Oh, absolutely. Please.
So imagine me being on that spiritual path. Unconsciously, I was afraid. What if I was someone bad? What if I killed people? What if I did something bad or wrong? Or, you know,
yeah,
that would have been a shock to me. So I blocked myself. I gave my colleague and my friend a hard time, but I didn't realize it back then. I didn't. It was like impossible for me to see it. But as the time passed, I started realizing that was a fear that I had, and it blocked me.
Yeah.
So,
do we want to cover that?
Well, do you see clients come in? Because that is a common fear. Some people yes. are afraid of that. And it's like, I might have done something bad. And it's like, you know, we've all done things.
Yes. All of them. Have something bad.
Yes. Yeah,
thank
we've done them and beautiful. We've had them done on us. And so it goes because that's part of that learning process we
exactly.
go through. So you probably have.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in any of my sessions. Like my higher self, you know, right. kind of like didn't want to show me that. But I'm sure I've done things because yeah. we all have done it. Dolores explains it really well. We've all been doctors and patients. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had one play out that showed them something bad happening to them and then showed them the lifetime that brought it on. Mm-hmm. And it was so much clarity and release yeah. in that. So yeah, we've done it all, but we don't realize mm-hmm. we've played both sides of the coin, right?
Yes.
But it's nothing to be afraid of because it's just more insight to right. how expansive we are and the experiences that we came here to have. So I remember having those thoughts when I very first put my toe in the water with hypnosis. What if I was somebody bad? What if I was mean to somebody, you know? And so I totally get what you were talking about with that.
Yeah, it was hard for me. I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And she kept asking me. I didn't was like, I don't know. I was lost in there. But now I see clients and I sense when they have this fear because I can recognize it because I used to have it too.
Yeah.
So that makes it useful.
Yeah. Very much. Yeah.
When you have your own experience like that, you can recognize it in somebody else. And then I can help my clients. I tell them about my experience and I tell them, look, your higher self wants you to have a wonderful experience, a pleasant one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do. And then they, you know, they let their guards down, they release the control and then they go with the session. Because mm-hmm. it's really good to cover this, to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yes. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's,
So at my level two, I've learned even more and I kept doing that work ever since. I've never gave up on it. My corporate job fired me in 2013. Mm-hmm. And the second day I had a joy and a relief. And now I knew that's my cue. That's my sign. I have to stick with my spiritual work. So it's been a continuous journey for me, and I'm growing and I'm expanding and I'm learning so much with every client, and I'm so, so grateful for this privilege of being a practitioner. It's amazing, so, life-changing.
So this is 11 years later.
Yes.
That person you were 11 years ago walking in that room to today, what do you think the biggest change has been for you?
Well, I feel like I was a kid. That I didn't understand. I couldn't understand anything about life. Like I was blindfolded up until that moment.
Wow.
And it was like, wow. It was like this, really? Where was I until now? You know, I was asleep. I felt like I was asleep and that I woke up and my life changed in every aspect. The way I saw life, I trusted more. I was more relaxed. I don't want to convince anybody anymore of anything.
Yeah.
I respect free will. I let people come towards me. I'm not going after them. I'm not chasing people. I'm not trying to convince anybody. But on a personal level, I feel at peace, calm, and composed almost all the time. And that is huge.
Wow. Huge.
That is huge because I trust more. I trust life. I trust the universe.
Yeah.
That's so powerful.
That's huge. It's very powerful.
That's why when I explain my clients what QHHD is to me, I say this is the most outstanding thing about QHHD to me. It's empowering.
Yeah.
It's empowering because you get to tap into your own wisdom, truth that is the highest wisdom that you can have. And there you find resources and answers and everything you need to navigate through life. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Having that inside of you, making contact with it, it's the gem of my life. It's just,
absolutely.
It's my,
yeah.
It's, I mean, my GPS.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what everybody is. I mean, they're always saying, go find your answers are within, go find them within. And this, we're just showing them how to do it. And then when they get this, then they know what to do.
Exactly. From now on. Exactly. Every single step. So this to me, it was the biggest change of my life. It put me in contact with my own GPS, so to speak.
Yeah. I like that.
Yes. It helps me navigate every moment. And that gave me my power back. Because mm-hmm. before I was like a feather almost. I didn't think, Julia, I learned I have the power. I didn't think I have the power before. And that was huge to me.
Yeah. So that statement, we are great and powerful beings. We just forgot. That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just had to be reminded.
Yeah. So that was huge to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
So what made you decide to go to the big level three, that final stage of being a practitioner, climbing that mountain?
Well, it was more about spreading the knowledge, spreading the love, spreading this technique, making it more known, popular, I don't know, maybe teaching it someday. I feel like I need to pay it forward somehow. Like I've got this privilege of learning this technique and I want more people to know about it.
Yeah.
So, and as Dolores, I know she's passed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 7 years soon. But I've asked her because I meditate and I said, give me signs. Give me signs. You know, today is one of the big sign, but I have another big one. So when I started my journey for level 3, I feel like I was kind of behind because I only came back from Romania in 2017.
Okay.
And being there, it's not easy to travel back here. It's huge distances. The cost is, you know, significant. So I've been doing, you know, since 2011, I was a level 2. I was pretty known in Romania. Mm-hmm. In 2012, December, actually, her book came out, The 3 Waves of Volunteer in New Earth, which was a great success. And that brought me a lot of clients. It was right there. Like it was, I could feel the impact of that book in Romania.
Yeah.
And, so I've been practicing successfully and spreading the word about QHHT. And now there are I don't want to say a number, but maybe over 10 practitioners listed in Romania, but there are Romanians all over the world that learn the techniques. So yeah. It's not just them in Romania.
Yeah.
And my friend Lily Blage is one of them.
Wonderful.
Yes. And so anyway, when
now
I
came Lily's back, with Suzanne right now, isn't she?
I know.
Yes.
Having a great time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Totally. And so when I came back, I thought of moving forward, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, this is a big change coming back to the US. Before I lived in Philadelphia, now we came to California for the weather. I have to admit, it's like a small paradise, you know.
Yeah, and, it's a little different than Philadelphia, right?
Oh, totally.
And Romania.
Yes, right. Philadelphia has the same weather as Romania, but California is like Greece, like you know.
Yeah.
So I started like, I don't know. I feel like I dragged my feet into it. Like I wasn't sure if I was meant to be a level 3.
Okay.
So then I came to Mount Shasta in 2019 to redo my level 2, where I met you. I mean, no, first I met you and Tracy again. I met you again. And it was LA Gaia Conscious Expo.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I came to your stand and I didn't know you were there. So I was shocked. I was shocked, Julia, when I saw you. I started screaming and I gave you a hug. Now, you know, it was a bit embarrassing the way I reacted, but I was so excited to see you, you know, in flesh and bones. I was like, wow. And then I met Tracy for the first time.
Yeah.
So, So that time I was with my husband and he took a picture of you, Julia, and I, and it looks like a portal. I showed it to you in Mount Shasta. It looks like a portal and us in the middle hugging.
Oh, cool.
It's like this. It's very cool.
Please send it to me. I don't remember.
Yes. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'll show you. I showed it to you at Mount Shasta right before I left the room and you were busy with, you know, wrapping up the class and everything, but I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I'll probably recognize. I'll remember it when I see it. I'm just right now.
You were surprised by it. You were surprised by it.
Very cool.
And it was funny when I stepped in the class at Mount Shasta, Tracy was like, why do I feel like I know you?
That sounds like something I would say. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I hugged you before. I don't know.
Yeah. And then I told you we met in LA.
Well, at least, I am better with faces than I am with names.
Yes, but it was cute, you know, that you remembered me because you saw me for like 10 minutes, I don't know, once in your life a year before. So so at Mount Shasta, I had other profound experiences.
Mount Shasta was
Oh my that God, was big,
rocking it.
Yes. Huge class.
Yes.
Great energy.
Oh my gosh, the energy. Oh,
made so many
goodness.
Friends there. Yes, it was a great class. Really,
the
great
human
class.
Resonance was spiking while we were there.
You read my mind. I was going to say, mm-hmm. did you know that? Did we talked about that in class? I think about the Schumann resonance.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just going wild, and I'm sure we had something to do with that.
Oh yeah,
totally.
Yeah. If not, we're claiming it anyway.
Absolutely.
And then when they did the sound healing, I didn't mm-hmm. have a place to sit on the ground because they didn't bring a blanket, so I sat on a log. And then you and Marilyn Dye came and sat next to me.
I was going to say, I was sitting all alone. Were we possibly close?
I was good. On the same log. So Marilyn and then you. And then Marilyn was my voice coach. Yes, it was a long log. And then Marilyn was my voice coach.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
And guess what? When I signed up for level 3, guess who was my mentor? She was. Uh-huh. So it was another sign.
Yeah. You won the lottery.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, now because I can look back, it's easier to see the signs. But back then I was like, oh, okay. But you know, like you can't comprehend at the moment. It's like you see it, but it doesn't
then
it doesn't click fully. Yeah. It doesn't click fully. Like I was still like, untrusting. I wasn't sure if I Dolores wanted me to be a level 3 or not. Anyways. So finally I decided to go with it. And then COVID hits.
Yes.
And our Bali class got canceled.
Yes. I was going to say, you were signed up for that class.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I waited until August. That class got canceled. It was an online class. Yeah. I got postponed to November.
You were real feeling the hurt there. You're like, I know. She doesn't want me.
And all this period, I don't get many clients, but I had this guy that was, I don't care. I'm coming because he didn't have a lot of money. I said, you know what? I'm looking for clients for my level 3 class. I can offer it for free. Would you take? Oh yes, I'll take it. So he came, mm-hmm. he didn't care about mask and anything. So we had the session that was April. So, I waited until November to have my class with Marilyn. She was the best. She's very analytical. I needed that. Like I needed a person to break it down to me.
Yeah.
Of course, should I say like a big critique? Like I had so many points I was wrong
absolutely.
About.
This is what happens. Oh. Tracy can tell you that first.
So it was a long list. Long list. I was like, wow. And I thought I was good.
Yeah, exactly. And you were. It's just, it's like little bitty things.
They can be the littlest things. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's very humbling, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Totally. I will never forget how Dolores taught us to keep our egos in check. She was always saying that you're not a healer. You're just a facilitator. Okay. Remember this. You're the insisting questioner. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very humbling indeed. But I went in there with like, I talked to my ego. I said, you don't need to be in here. I'll go there fully naked, like, you know, figuratively, fully naked. I'll take it, whatever it is. I'm going to enjoy every bit of it because it's improving my work. Yeah. And I actually, Marilyn was really sweet. She was making it so I never felt anything, like no offense at all. She was like a teacher to me. Really a teacher that trying to help me to, you know, become better.
Yeah, because that's the intent. And, exactly. and we're sitting there, if we have to give anything, it's like, oh my gosh. I would usually preface mine. It's like, this is totally meant with love. It's totally meant with love.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that.
With me, she was saying that and hitting her forehead at the same time.
I really love you, but...
So I really felt the love in my class. It was really humbling, as you said, but it taught me so much. I said, Marilyn, thank God you were like that because you broke it down to me so I could get it. And then I'm not getting clients again after my class. And I was supposed to be getting clients. My colleague from Canada, she was like, sending session. I was like, oh my God, Dolores, what do you want me to do? What do you want with me? So I asked a client that had like two sessions with me to come in. She agreed. She was 2 hours late, very tired. Her car broke down.
Oh no.
It was a mess. Okay, I said, no good. I couldn't send the session to, because Marilyn said, if you have a good one, because it's time consuming. I listened to the interview, then the session. It's time consuming. So I totally get it. I didn't send it. Then I had a client scheduled in February. Beautiful session. I thought I was rocking it. Wow. My recorder didn't record the session. I was like, what is going on? Is it Dolores? Don't you want me to be level 3?
You know, if you crack an egg over your head and let it run down, it's supposed to break that curse.
Yeah, I'll do that next time. I'll do that next time. Anyway, March comes. I have another client scheduled for level 3. She agrees to do it. Then I started coughing. She was like, nope, I'm not coming because my family works from home. I don't want to get anything. It wasn't COVID. It was just a, I don't know, like a
tinkle
something.
In the throat.
Yeah, tinkle. Yeah. But I said, okay, let's reschedule. This was like middle of March. I was hoping for next week. She was like, no, April 15. I fell off my chair. You all know what April 15 is. It's Dolores' birthday. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like I'm getting chills right now again. I said, this is my sign. This is my sign. Dolores wants me to be a level 3.
Yeah, that's her birthday present.
Yes. So she came. She came. We did the session. Sent the recordings to Marilyn. I was overexcited. Finally, I'm sending one session. And she had a thing going on in her family. You know, she was taking care of her parents. So I knew, she said, and I'm not going to be able to do it right away. So, you know, I said, okay, it slipped my mind in a way.
Oh, wait.
So on a Saturday night, I was having guests over and I never keep my phone with me. And my phone lit up and I saw, congratulations, Violetta. I was like, no, that cannot be true. I was like shaking. I read the email. I was like, oh, guys, look what I got. I got my confirmation. I was like so thrilled. I don't know. I was almost paralyzed in a way.
Well, I love the timing of that, that you were able to get the news when you were having a celebration.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I had Dana from California. She was at my house and fantastic. Another friend. Yeah.
Hey.
Dana from the chat rooms.
We all know Dana. She was one of the first to arrive. Yes. In the chat room.
So she was part of that energy when I received the email.
Oh, well, so cool.
So, yeah.
Very exciting journey. Mm-hmm. I have to say, as frustrating as all of those roadblocks were, it was kind of fun to listen to this. Like, wow, really? You would start to feel like, what?
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Did you get... See, that was a whole other thing, that lesson or whatever, you know, you had the one lesson. I mean, you have these different ones going on, but that would have been a different one. Probably a perseverance, maybe tenacity, something like that. Are you going to stay in there? Are you going to keep going?
Exactly. Exactly. And I was like, no, I'm not letting anything turn me back from getting there. Like I was so determined. I feel like I was tested in a way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, and I kept studying and I kept, you know, like I was going over the critique from Marilyn and reviewing notes and improving and, you know, gathering materials and putting it all together. I felt like I needed to put work into it and trust and determination and everything, my might. I took my might and I put it into it.
Yeah. So I'll bet you, because everything, I totally trust and believe in right timing. And so I will bet you, and like you said, you got your sign on, you know, for the April 15th, and then the other things, it all happens in the right time. But all the delays with the level 3 class, and then, you know, then that's a natural process, what it was going through. Yes. There's like your client, you know, the things that were happening there. Mm-hmm. What was happening to you in that time? Do you want to bet you had some growth? You were doing something was happening there?
it was my personal growth. It was my work with myself. You know, COVID gave us so much time to work on ourselves. Mm-hmm. One of the things was patience, because that's a big one.
It's a huge one.
It's not an innate thing. You have to acquire, you have to work on it. You have to practice. Mm-hmm. So patience, trust was a huge one.
Yes.
Like trusting that I will get there, that I am helped, that, you know, like I felt Dolores's presence. Like she comes in sessions, clients talk about her. Oh, Dolores is here. She has this message for you. Always her messages were very encouraging and very heartfelt, you know, they were good and they were loving. And, and I had to trust the right timing. And when she scheduled her session, that showed me everything is in a divine time. But I have to confess, I didn't trust it 100%. I was like 90% trusting it because I wanted to see it work. And sure. When I got my confirmation, I was like, thank you, Dolores. That was your gift to me on your birthday. Mm-hmm. I cannot say, Julie and Tracy, how grateful I am. It was like huge to me because of her birthday. Like that was, I don't even have the words now. I was overwhelmed by her love, because that was a sign for me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. 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 If you're going to take any sign at all, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
A big sign.
Totally. Big sign.
Lily showed up in the chat room. So yeah, you've got a good following over here. So when the show is over, if you can make your way to the BBS Radio TV on Facebook and read your little comments and stuff, people are saying hi and just sharing in the show with us as we go. So
thank you so much for being here. Kisses.
And we've still got another like 8 minutes, but before we get you on your story and we run out of time, I want you to tell everybody how to find you if they want to. And like where in California are you located?
I am in Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego, right in the middle. The city I live in is called Mission Viejo. Okay. I have a website. It's called initiaticjourney.com, www.initiaticjourney.com. And I am listed on the QHHC listings.
Yeah.
I'm the last one, the newest one.
The newest one.
I'm the newest one, yeah.
But
I'm
you guys so just heard her journey and how much work and studying and perfection she put into it. So go look up Violetta and get your session booked. QHHTofficial.com and go to find a practitioner level 3 and go to the bottom.
Yeah, just go to the last one. Let's see her.
Just go to the last one.
There's yeah, they're in the order that you pass.
We receive, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that makes it easier on us too.
So it's like, totally. Okay. You can keep track. Yeah. So yeah. That was great.
Very, very cool. Okay, so a few minutes left. I know you've had healing sessions, you've had all kinds of wonderful sessions. Any session that you'd like to share that was just like something that just was just wonderful.
I want to tell you about a case. She was my first client that came after she read Dolores's book in Romania. Okay. And this is very significant case. Mm-hmm. She was a lawyer. She was into materialistic world. She was chasing money. And she had two kids. Her youngest son was 18 months. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Okay. Okay.
Her world turned upside down. Mm-hmm. The tumor was growing. So she came across Dolores's book, read it, cried through the whole book, cried every single page. Mm. She couldn't stop crying. She got to the end. She found me. She called. She came. The session. She goes to another dimension. She didn't see any past life. She saw a higher aspect of herself in a different dimension, another woman that was keeping contact with her, track on her. But to get to the story of her son, when we get to the healing part, asking the subconscious, the higher self to heal, the higher self was like, no, he chose to create the tumor to wake you up, to get you out of that environment and start you on the spiritual journey.
Wow.
And I said, I'm getting chills just as I'm saying the story, because it never gets old. This story is so good. And I asked, but what can she say? What can she do for her son? Nothing. It was his choice, his free will. She needs to be. If she starts on this spiritual journey, everything will be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So 6 months later, or maybe 3 months later, I don't remember now because it's old, she called me. She said, I called my mom first and you're the second person I'm calling. The tumor is going down. It's decreasing. Now I can tell you because it's almost 10 years
since. Yeah, because she's doing what she's supposed
to do. Exactly. She's teaching classes. She's doing beautifully in her life. She totally switched her life. She listened to the subconscious. And now her son is a beautiful boy, healthy, kicking. You know, he's living the life.
Yeah.
The tumor subsided. He's perfectly healthy. One of the most amazing cases I had.
Well,
just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that, listening to, and the higher self said, no, we're not doing anything. It's his free will. He chose to wake up his mom. It's his choice what to do with the tumor. Mm-hmm. And because the tumor was no longer needed, it dissolved.
Yeah. Wow. As long as she was doing, I mean, that was an agreement they made on the other side.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, I will do this, so you will wake up. And when you do, then I can, you know, do this. But if you don't, then this is what happens.
Exactly. Like she was facing it. That was the future. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing it, this is what's going to happen. Because the tumor was growing.
Yeah.
When she came to see me, the tumor was growing. So then it stopped and then it receded. Fantastic indeed.
And the thing there is like, see, they've got to, you know, the SC gives, the higher self gives so much information, but you've got to do it. You've got to take action on it. If you don't, and you have that choice. That's your free will.
Yes.
You can just go, okay, that was fun. That was nice, whatever. And just keep going down your other path and keep having issues, you know, whatever. But it's telling you what you need to do to whatever it is you're looking
and
for.
And to me, she honored that advice. Yes. She honored her session, the sacred work that was done in there, and she went on that path and changed her life.
Well, you know, because really, when it comes from, you know, it's through the child, a very young child, that's a lot.
It's not anything you won't do for your baby, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that was the right trigger to switch, to change her life.
Yes. Had it been her own tumor, she may not have. Right.
Well, and look how fast stuff started to happen. So that way she saw, okay, this is legitimate.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. So, and I felt so honored. I was the next person after her mom she called, because she knew that was coming from the session.
Yeah. That's so,
it was so clear.
Yeah. And then look what
she's to leave us on.
Oh, exactly. Oh my gosh. Oh. That's fantastic. Yeah. So cool.
Mm-mm-mm. So we're going to thank you so much for being here. And Julia, I want to ask you, how do people start their journey with QHHT?
If you have a desire to help people, if you have a desire to help people see who they are and have these wonderful understandings of their lives, you go to QHHTofficial.com and we have all the information there on our level 1, 2, and 3 classes, you know, but you would start with level 1 and, just come and join the family. And we have lots of information on there. You'll see if it feels like something for you.
You know what? I love it when that's what we say, come join the family.
Yeah.
You know, when I have clients that come in, they're curious about becoming a practitioner. So they want to have a session. And I just know when I'm walking them to the door, it's like, I hope you come and join our family. And that's exactly how I feel about it. It is a family.
It is. So, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick, Soul Speak.
Mm-hmm.
How do they find Soul Speak?
Yeah, you can go to juliacannon.com and you'll see the online course for Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. I also have the book of the same title. The course expands on the book and what it does. You can get a certification in helping others through Soul Speak. So, I actually am running a sale right now. So,
and again, you can find Violetta probably the easiest way would be to go to QHHTOfficial.com, go to find a practitioner, go to the level three, and she is the newest practitioner, and you will not be sorry. All right.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a great honor.
Yeah. For us too. Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.